With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Brandon Miesmer made an initial court appearance today following the three-day manhunt that led to his discovery in a trailer outside Helena last night. The 26-year-old Miesmer was charged with deliberate homicide for the shooting death Monday of a Great Falls man. He's being held on $1.5 million bond and will be transported to Cascade County for further legal action. He's being represented by a public defender. State Forester Bob Harrington says Montana has had 347 wildfires on state land so far this year. That's about 30% more fires than a typical year, but the total area burned is less than half of the five-year average. Harrington told a legislative committee today that state firefighters worked hard to knock down fires as soon as they were reported.
All in all, for our agency and for our partners in local government, we were both a combination of very lucky with where the fires occurred, and a lot of good hard work on initial attack helped us catch those fires when they were small.
Putting out those fires has cost the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation a little over $10 million. Harrington says that's a big savings over past years.
Our average fire suppression costs hover somewhere between $17 and $20 million a year. And so even by that measure, the good fortune that we had, as well as the good hard work that we had from the air and from the ground, really allowed us to minimize the financial cost to the state of Montana.
Harrington's figures include only state land, not federal land like national forests, where the biggest fires have occurred this year. A tax-exempt organization challenging Montana's election laws regulating political committees has gone to court. It's asking an appeals court to overrule a judge's order to disclose certain information about itself. Montanans for Community Development says in its petition to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that the information U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen ordered that the group must turn over interferes with its rights to free speech and free association. The Billings-based group wants to prevent the state from enforcing what it calls vague and cumbersome laws that define campaign contributions, campaign expenditures, and political committees. State Political Practices Commissioner Jonathan Modell says those laws prevent outside groups from coordinating with candidates. Christensen previously ruled that the group must answer state attorneys' requests about its formation, operating procedures, communications with candidates, and other information. A new survey of Montanans' news media preferences is out.
If you compare local to national, local dominates.
That's John Baldridge with the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. He did the survey for the Greater Montana Foundation. Baldridge says that the representative sample survey shows that Montanans value and seek out local news from a variety of sources, most frequently television and the internet. About twice as many said they turned to those sources versus print and radio. And about 20% more Montanans said they use local sources versus national.
People expressed preferences, pretty strong preferences, for local news.
Only 13% of survey respondents said they sometimes or regularly read a national daily newspaper. More than four times as many said they seek out local newspapers or local TV news. 4 in 10 Montanans are now accessing news on a phone or mobile device every day. That's according to a new survey just released by the Greater Montana Foundation. John Baldridge did the survey. He's with the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. Baldridge says Montanans are increasingly using online devices for news, but not necessarily online-only sources.
People use a lot of the traditional sources, that is television, radio, print, to get their news, but they may use tools that are evolving and less traditional, and especially in a growing way, maybe handheld devices in the state.
Baldridge's survey says that more than a quarter of Montanans who use mobile devices to get their news are 65 years old or older. Two men have died 3 days after they were involved in a rollover crash near Libby. The driver, 31-year-old Tyler Reuter, died Wednesday night at Kalispell Regional Medical Center. A 39-year-old passenger named Joseph Wesley Barnes died Wednesday night. A 13-year-old passenger received non-life-threatening injuries. On Sunday, the car Reuter was driving crashed just north of Libby. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says alcohol was a contributing factor in the crash. Governor Steve Bullock has ordered state agencies to enact a program to conserve greater sage grass populations by the start of next year as federal officials consider whether more sweeping protections are needed. The order follows on a 2014 grouse conservation plan that places some restrictions on oil and gas drilling and other activities blamed for driving down sage grouse numbers. Critics of the state plan say it has too many loopholes, allowing companies to get around the restrictions. Wildfire activity is generally low in Montana at the moment, but Yellowstone National Park officials say a new fire, likely caused by lightning, was discovered in the park yesterday. It's estimated to be a tenth of an acre in size and located in a wooded area 10 miles west of Fishing Bridge in the central portion of the park. Park officials say the fire is smoldering and creeping through a mixed conifer forest and that it's not threatening any structures or roads. The park plans to monitor it and allow it to play its natural role in the ecosystem. The fire danger in Yellowstone National Park is currently listed as high. Officials on the West Fork Fish Creek fire southwest of Alberton say that fire is now 55% contained. Fire crews across Montana are keeping an eye on weather forecasts, which in the near future call for warmer temperatures and lower humidities. Yellowstone National Park marked a record 3 million visits in the first 8 months of 2015. With 4 months left in the calendar year, the park's on track to have one of its highest visitation years on record. August visitation numbers are up nearly 11% above last year, and year on year, Yellowstone has seen 15% more visitors this year than over the first 8 months of 2014. Each of the park's five entrances has now shown an increase in vehicles for the month of August compared to 2014 levels. Kids in Montana can now hunt without taking hunter education classes. State lawmakers passed a new law allowing that this year. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Apprentice Hunter Program allows kids aged 10 to 17 to get some Montana hunting licenses without the education previously required. Apprentice hunters, however, are required to be accompanied by an adult mentor. Mentors need to be 21 or older, have a current Montana hunting license, and be related to the apprentice or be appointed by the apprentice's legal guardian. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks License Bureau Chief Hank Warshick says before this law, kids would have to wait until they were 12 years old to hunt.
What this is for is to allow people to bring their kids that are 10 years old and older into hunting earlier on to get them exposed to it.
The Apprentice Hunter certification is good for 2 years. After that time, the Apprentice Hunter must complete a hunter safety and education course. More than 600 of the $5 Apprentice certifications have been sold since they became available August 10th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.